There's a lot of uncertainty around the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, and how it'll overhaul groundwater use and the economy in the valley. Earlier this month, we heard from small farmers who feel their livelihoods are at risk. And this week, we bring you the perspective of disadvantaged communities who worry they may lose their drinking water. FM 89's Carrie Klein takes us to Tombstone, an unincorporated community near the Fresno County city of Sanger.
Hello.
Jovita Torres Romo lives in a grayish bungalow surrounded by cactus and succulents and strung with Christmas lights. She's lived 30 years in Tombstone.
Me gusta, ¿verdad? Estar fuera del pueblo.
I like it here. I raised 5 children here. They grew up in this house, and I like also living outside of the city in the county.
Where she helps out with her 2 little grandkids.
Nicole! Come here, Nicole!
Tombstone is tiny, but it's a bellwether for groundwater issues.
Ahorita hemos estado teniendo mucho problema.
So we began to have problems about 4 years ago during the drought.
Most of Tombstone's 40 or so homes get their water from shallow domestic wells. During the drought, Torres Romo's and many others ran dry.
Anteriormente,
before the water was shallower, but now it's getting deeper and deeper, and those that are trying to regulate water aren't preventing that problem.
It took 3 months for Torres Romo's family to deepen their well. 3 months of sharing hoses with neighbors who had water. 3 months of lugging heavy water buckets around the house. All this while Torres Romo watched her grandkids, and with osteoporosis. She wonders what could happen if groundwater levels continue to drop.
Yeah.
I'm worried that our wells are going to go dry again, that our groundwater is going to go away and we're going to have to drill new wells and pay even more.
Other Tombstone residents worry too. They're hoping some solutions may lie with the state's new groundwater management law, SGMA. It's why a handful went to a recent community meeting on the law held in Spanish. For many Tombstone residents, it was their first time ever hearing of SGMA. They wondered, where was their local groundwater sustainability agency, or GSA, and why hadn't it approached Tombstone? To get more involved, Torres Romo and other residents volunteered to attend upcoming GSA meetings. GSAs are little local water governments, and it's their responsibility to balance the groundwater their regions use against the amount recharged back underground. That Tombstone SGMA meeting was run by the nonprofit Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability. And water policy coordinator Amanda Monaco says it's also GSA's responsibility to minimize harm for all water users.
They need to be considering the interests of disadvantaged communities and domestic well users. That's written in the law. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that being done.
In 2015, irrigated agriculture accounted for almost 90% of the water used in the San Joaquin Valley. So it'd be easy to say ag deserves 90% of GSA's attention. But Monaco says it's not that simple. In 2012, the state legislature decided access to drinking water is non-negotiable.
California wants to guarantee the human right to drinking water to everyone.
Each GSA can set a target groundwater depth. An analysis by Monaco's group and others shows that in some Tulare County GSA areas, as many as 2/3 of domestic wells could run dry under those plans. But Monaco says GSAs can work together with communities to find solutions.
You can help deepen those wells before they go dry. And you can help connect domestic well communities to larger water systems before the impacts occur.
Decisions like that are more likely to happen when residents have a seat at the table. A survey from the UC Davis Center for Environmental Policy and Behavior found their representation lacking. Researcher Kristen Dobbin says not only that many disadvantaged communities aren't acknowledged by their GSAs, even fewer have positions on GSA boards.
The fact that we found only 50% were recognized as interested parties and less than 20% were participating as decision makers indicates that I think there is room for improvement in integrating drinking water interests in broader groundwater management.
Still, some disadvantaged communities have benefited from SGMA leadership. Take Lanier, an unincorporated Fresno community that long struggled for safe drinking water. Lanier shares a seat on its GSA board with 2 other nearby communities. Resident Danielle Roberts says their representation has led to more flexible meeting times, more Spanish translation, and a water recharge project that may help their communities.
You know, whether we're small or not, we want to make sure that we are sustainable to be able to support our community as well. And they have listened and they have made those necessary changes, you know, to accommodate our communities.
Their local agency is the North Fork Kings GSA. And Administrator Crystal Tufenkjian agrees. Collaboration has benefited everyone.
Obviously, you know, there's concerns on all sides on how to be sustainable. And I think really what it's created is kind of a better discussion.
In general, the opportunity to establish new GSA board members has passed. But residents can still get involved by finding their local GSAs, reading their groundwater sustainability plans online, and submitting feedback before the public comment period ends later this year. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.